You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Our new normal, of course, is dealing with the coronavirus. Updates are happening hour by hour, it seems. Mm-hmm. Initially, we had a ban on celebrations of 50 persons or more. Now, our mayor, along with the governor of Missouri and the CDC, have said that anything over 10 people, union lock off. No.
So what are we gonna do about the station?
It ain't 10 people in here.
We'll be later.
Well, they sent a message out that said that we can't do any more interviews in person. Everything has to be over the phone. And no more prize pickup. They're gonna mail all that stuff to people.
I think it's going to get even more stricter as the days move on. The cases like doubled from Friday, Shay. The corona cases have doubled. So, yeah, it's just going to get stricter.
I went blind for about 2 seconds yesterday when I saw the news that Idris Elba was yet affected. I said, why?
I got some test results back for coronavirus and it came back positive and it sucks. I'm doing okay. Sabrina hasn't been tested and she's doing okay. I didn't have any symptoms. I got tested because I realized I was exposed to someone who had also tested positive. I found out last Friday that they were tested positive. I quarantined myself and got a test immediately. This is serious, you know? Now's the time to really think about social distancing, washing your hands. Beyond that, there are people out there who aren't showing symptoms and that can easily spread it. So now's a real time to be really vigilant about washing your hands and keeping your distance.
But that just goes to show that nobody is immune to this.
I was thinking yesterday, we fuss about the fact that we're in separate rooms. But I thought about this. Yes, I said, oh, thank God. We're social distancing and didn't even know it.
On accident.
Didn't even know it.
By the way, that reminded me of the British Bulldog. Some tea and crumpets.
Oh, God.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621, look for highs in the mid-50s, mainly cloudy most of the day. You're cloudy at 42 right now in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
When you find yourself stressed, what do you do to alleviate that feeling?
Best thing in the world, sleep.
Well, Lizzo took to her social media account and led what she's calling a mass meditation for those who are dealing with anxiety as it relates to coronavirus.
I wanted to empower everybody and I wanted to let you guys know that we have power, you have power. You have power to eliminate fear.
Oh, thank you, Lizzo.
She gave her fans a mantra, fear does not exist in my body. Fear does not exist in my home. Love exists in my body. Love exists in my home. That was her playing the flute, right?
Yeah, that's her. She got these Miss Cleo rocks in front of her, too. How nice. But you...
I felt zen for a second until you started talking.
Can we get a remix or something? Something a little more. Got some beat in it. I need some stuff with some bop in it, Shay.
That's what the coronavirus is. Flu with some bop in it.
That's a good one.
I'm trying to enjoy the flute solo. I can't find peace as long as...
As long as you with me?
Yes! I cannot have peace. Oh, my God. Hollywood is giving back to organizations right now, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck says that he donated to food banks across the country as more and more vulnerable people are suffering and in need of food items. Justin Timberlake also is showing his concern by offering up food and whatnot. Vanessa Hudgens, I don't really know who that is, but she lent her support for Feeding America and whatever have you.
That's good. We need our celebrities to step up, to be honest with you, because a lot of these food banks are getting hit very hard right now.
Russell Simmons claims that the coronavirus is caused by people eating animals.
All right, bro. People been eating animals for years. All right, we talking about thousands of years, I want to say.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Come on, dog.
So people ain't here for those comments.
Yeah.
Tina Lawson, Beyonce mama, she seemingly spilled the beans about Tiffany Haddish and Common in a law relationship. So Tiffany posted a photo of herself and Common on his birthday with the caption, "Happy birthday to my friend at Common. I love that you are willing to go on Groupon adventures with me, paint and pour plus food." Then Tina went up under it and commented, "Beautiful couple."
Tina TMZ, huh?
Ain't nobody gonna get mad at Miss Tina, though.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm so freaking mad because this coronavirus interrupted my baby's birthday. His birthday is tomorrow, and we're celebrating it on Sunday. And every establishment that I had us going to for each little thing of his birthday, we can't go to any of it now because of this freaking virus that's going around. So now mama's got to come up with a backup plan at, like, no time to spare.
Beanies and weenies it is.
You have no idea.
I was talking to my sister Dana yesterday, and my godson's birthday is tomorrow as well. So, and she was furious about it. So I definitely feel your pain, because a lot of times you make a lot of plans around these kid birthdays. And
it was so cute because, like, we got these little, because it's Harry Potter themed, so we got these little treat bags that look like brooms, and they got all these little things in it. And I'm like, I'm going to hand them all out to the kids, and they're going to wear it to go do on the jump trampoline thingy. And they can't do none of that now. And then my sister was like, well, what if we just go buy a trampoline and then, like, put it up in, like, one of the big parts of the house? And I was like, what do I look like going to buy a big, huge trampoline for 7 to 8 kids and it takes up half of my freaking living room?
Well, let's just call this thing out for what it is. Corona Lachey DeVirus. Get your ass back in that house and leave these people alone for their birthday.
Wowzers. Thank you, because I'm about to set the
kids
on Corona myself.
All right, have a good one. Happy birthday to your baby.
Thank you. You guys too.
Bye. You didn't know she had a middle name, did you, Brian?
I didn't.
Coronavirus!
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
They're magically delicious.
Seems strange. We would be preparing for the St. Patrick's Day Parade today.
Not now.
It's a lock-off.
Yeah.
Cities across the U.S. have been shutting things down. In San Francisco, they've got what they're calling a shelter-in-place order, which is calling for everyone to stay in their homes. The only reason you can leave is for shopping for groceries and necessary supplies, healthcare, providing aid to family members, or working in an essential service.
And I know this is a slight inconvenience, or rather a big inconvenience for all of us, but we got to do what we got to do to try to erase this virus.
So many new developments have come into play. Donald Trump has now asked that people stay away from restaurants, bars, and food courts. No unnecessary travel and no unnecessary social visits. He's suggesting that children's schooling be done at home. Here in Kansas City, so many changes have happened as well. Our very own Mayor Quentin Lucas on yesterday asked folks not to gather with more than 10 people at once. Also asked the restaurants to stop serving in the dining room and to allow folks to come and get orders to go or either delivery.
It's going to be tough on a lot of businesses.
KFC just announced it's going to be offering free delivery through April 26th. Oh. I didn't know they delivered KFC.
Yeah, like with the different food services.
You can go to their website. As long as you spend up to a minimum of $12 on your order, it'll be free. You can also get KFC through Grubhub.
You can lick your fingers at home.
You don't want to lick your fingers because that's... Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Or just wash your hands right after.
Yeah.
Or wear gloves.
That's a part of the KFC experience, though. You know, you got to... But I get it, though.
Magic Johnson is offering up advice on how to protect yourself during this pandemic. Dare I say, his words got to be the Holy Grail, Brian, because he done survived and thrived after his exposure.
I know these are very scary times, but I also know we can get through these times together. Please join me and the NBA. Let's follow all the health guidelines about washing your hands on a regular basis. It is also especially important that we learn what it means to practice social distancing. Avoid large crowds, parties, and other gatherings. Stay at home with your family. Let's look out for each other, sending love, prayers, and everyone at this time, stay healthy.
Yes.
Definitely got to listen to Magic on that.
When's the last time you washed your hands?
About 20 minutes ago.
I'm going to need you to do that again.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We've been talking about the coronavirus more than I've ever talked about any other subject in the 20 years I've been doing radio.
Yeah.
It's just pervasive. The actions that have been taken to try to prevent the continued spread of this disease is monumental. This is something that we've never seen before. We've got Mayor Quentin Lucas on the line. On yesterday, you made a directive to the city that 10 or more gatherings over. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to talk to everybody.
Well, we're glad you're here this morning to kind of answer some questions for folks who have concern about the small businesses in town that are going to have to shutter their doors or change the way that they operate.
You know, that's probably the most significant thing that we've been thinking about and talking about over the last week or so. As we've seen this virus, the spread, all of that has been wondering how a lot of people are going to survive. And before we decided to close down bars and restaurants last night and shutting down businesses to less than 10, we were thinking about what kind of impact that would have, and it's something I'm working on every day at City Hall.
Mayor, what do you say to, you know, the single parents out there with three kids, and frankly, they don't care about the coronavirus. They got to make sure the bills are paid. They got to make sure the rent is paid, and they're willing to go out and try and work their jobs and make their money. What do you say to them when the ordinances is telling them to stay home?
Yeah. You know, a few different things. First of all, I mean, this is about, frankly, survival. And I don't want to be too alarmist, but I know everybody talks about surviving each day, getting by. But this virus right now, its infection rate, particularly of the older population. But we've even seen a trend over in Italy that it's folks in their 40s that are falling ill to it in too many circumstances, that sort of thing. I mean, so it's a real challenge. The other part is we are working to get every business, trying to make sure people keep their jobs, trying to extend paid sick leave for everybody so you can actually be home with the kids. If the kids are being ordered home, as is it the case in Kansas City? I mean, we are trying to make sure that government won't forget the very pain that we're inflicting as a part of this. And that's why I think today my office will be announcing some more stopgaps to help people, to help social services keep going. We're making sure the kids are still getting school lunches. We are going through all those steps to let everybody know that, yeah, we're not seeing this lightly, and we understand. A lot of people don't feel the need to say, well, look, I got to get a dollar. But we're trying to make sure everybody stays healthy right now.
I have friends, of course, who work in the restaurant business. And some of them was hoping for a complete shutdown so they could apply for unemployment instead of just having their hours cut down or now having to provide drive-through or takeout.
Right.
So are there going to be resources in place to help those restaurant workers?
No, we're trying to help them out now. I would think you know, I kind of see we're pretty close to a shutdown, with the exception, as you note, of takeout and drive-through. You know, my view is that should be enough for some businesses to say that we just can't make it. And so a lot of this is going to be between the employer and the employee. But we understand that this action, in many ways, may be driving some folks out, at least for a few weeks, hopefully not permanently. And so that's step one. Step two is we absolutely are looking to see what we can do for resources, ranging from tax cuts, tax credits, delaying tax due dates. That's all what government can do. To try to get grants to people. Now, the problem is we can't just give people straight up paychecks, but we're trying to figure out a way to get something in between it.
San Francisco went to a 24-hour lockdown in their city. Do you see something like that happening here?
You know, I hope we don't get there. I mean, I hope the steps that not only we're taking, but every city in the country is taking, will be good for us. Frankly, I'm glad. I think it was too late for the president to declare, in essence, a travel shutdown. Because, you know, this has been spreading too much. We've been comparatively lucky in the Midwest. We lost a gentleman in Wyandotte County, one man who was 70, but otherwise our infection rate has stayed low, including confirmed cases in Kansas City, Missouri. I want to see that continue. So my hope is, no, we do not get to the point of a 24-hour lockdown. But as you've seen through this situation, it changes by the day, some days by the hour, and we're going to make sure that we're acting in accordance with public health and public safety.
Have you addressed what people are to do with public transportation? There's some folks who are concerned that on the bus there's more than 10 people, and how are they going to get around?
You know, right now we continue. Here's kind of my hierarchy of what I don't want to do. I don't want to shut down the buses. I don't want to shut down government, right? And for now, we haven't felt the need to do that, because it's far be it for me to tell somebody that you're stranded. Right, and there are a whole bunch of people who rely on the bus each day. Our area transportation authority has been cleaning the buses consistently, has increased that. They're putting on signs about not sitting next to people, trying to keep a social distance in there. For now, that is our official recommendation. We haven't seen big community spread coming from our public transportation system, and we will not shut down the public transportation system until it is absolutely necessary, because I'm not going to tell people just stay in your house, particularly if that's your only way to get to the hospital, get food, a whole bunch of other stuff.
Do you have a question?
No, I was just going to say, wash your hands, y'all.
Mayor Lucas, how can we help our neighbors in Kansas City who may be suffering?
You know what? I mean, look, everything kind of comes down to money, right? And there are a whole bunch of people who are not getting money right now. And so if you're ordering takeout from your favorite place, if you're driving through it, you know, Go Chicken Go, something like that, a favorite the other night, make sure that you are paying an extra tip. Make sure that you're helping somebody out. Make sure that, you know, you still donate to your church. I mean, there are a lot of things that, you know, still need support. And another thing I saw the other day, for those who are planning weddings, birthday parties, and all that sort of stuff, a lot of event spaces through Kansas City, don't cancel them, just postpone. You know, all those spots are going to need somebody coming back in a week, 2 weeks, 3 months. And so try to postpone and make sure our economy can pick right back up. Because the thing that breaks my heart the most, I won't talk too long, the thing that breaks my heart the most is that this is an illness that, you know, hasn't really hit our inner city that much, many inner cities in our country yet, with infection. But like every public health crisis, once it hits us, once it hits our homeless population, once it hits our poorest, that's when you're going to see a lot of our biggest economic impact long term as well. I want to make sure we're ready to rebuild our community, because when other communities may be getting virus treatments, healthcare, all of that, often we come last. And I want to make sure we get ahead of that.
Thank you so much, Mayor Lucas. Always a treat. And you got our number. Whenever you have any more updates, don't hesitate to give us a call.
I'll be sure to let you know. Thank y'all for spreading the word.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. All right. Stacey Shaw. Stacey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, Kansas City, I hope you're staying healthy. When we come back at 7:35, I'm going to be talking about how the latest coronavirus closures are affecting your case and warrants that you might have. I'll be right back at 7:35.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22, look for highs in the mid-50s, mainly cloudy. Right now, you are cloudy at 42 in Liberty. Shade, what's poppin'?
We still on Pisces, right?
Yes.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Pisces friends. Coco, model and Ice-T's wife. It says she 41.
You putting your own dispute by that?
Yeah, I'm putting my own dispute on that. don't believe that. Rob Kardashian. It says actor here, but okay. He's 33.
He be acting a fool.
Tamar Braxton, singer, songwriter, actress, and sister of Toni Braxton. It's 43.
Actress?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't yet recall what she's acted in, but acted a fool, maybe, like you said before.
All right.
Merle Evers Williams, former chairwoman of the board of the NAACP and wife of Medgar Evers, is 87 today.
Happy birthday, everybody, born on March 17th.
Child, Idris Elba is the latest A-lister to test positive for coronavirus. He shared yesterday in a tweet that took my breath away. I swoon, Brian.
I got some test results back for coronavirus, and it came back positive, and it sucks. I'm doing okay. Sabrina hasn't been tested, and she's doing okay. I didn't have any symptoms. I got tested because I realized I was exposed to someone who had also tested positive. I found out last Friday that they were tested positive. I quarantined myself and got a test immediately. This is serious, you know? Now's the time to really think about social distancing, washing your hands. Beyond that, there are people out there who aren't showing symptoms and that can easily spread it. So now's a real time to be really vigilant about washing your hands and keeping your distance.
Wash your bloody hands.
So in the theme of social distancing, Universal has decided to stream movies currently in theaters.
Wow.
So that you can watch it at home.
Really?
I am on board for this.
No, I am too. No, for real. And you know what, Shay? This could provide a new business model for movies or something, possibly.
Yeah, but then it'll shut down all the movie theaters. Oh, yeah. It'll do what that did to Blockbuster.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I guess you gotta stay current. $19.99 would be the price, and you could watch the film for 48 hours. The Invisible Man is already part of that on demand service that you'll be able to watch. The Hunt and a movie called Emma. I don't know what that is.
I think that's a scary movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But I'm on board for $19.99 for the first run films.
Oh, and then you can charge people to come in your house and watch it.
No, we got a social distance. That. I would do
it. Up to nine people?
Right, but nine people have never walked through my doors since I've been living there for 3 years.
Oh, Lord.
I made some collard greens.
Oh, really?
Yesterday. I didn't. Julie loves them.
Put some neck bones with that?
No, you know I don't eat no pork. Come on now. So, my friend Julie not here this week. I always bring her some because she likes my collard. So
she eats everything. Human garbage disposal. That's what she is.
Come on, don't do that.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, living in a new normal. Coronavirus land.
It's a real reality for some folks.
For sure. Thank God we still got our friend in the legal business with that free advice.
Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning. So, Kansas City, I hope you're staying calm and peaceful and healthy out there because the coronavirus has impacted every sector now of Kansas City, including the court system. The Missouri Supreme Court has declared that all courts in the state of Missouri are going to be closed to the public until April 10th. We just got word from Kansas City Municipal Court that only if you do have business with the court and you are not an attorney, you cannot transact business with the court in person. Everything has to be done online. And so what that means for people that usually go into court and ask the court to recall a warrant or they try to resolve a case so they can get a compliance letter, you're not going to be able to do that on your own. Attorneys are able to conduct business on behalf of their clients like we have been doing virtually. So how attorneys handle cases is that we're able to email the court, negotiate with the prosecutors all via email. And so if you do have warrants or if you need a compliance letter because your license is suspended, I'm going to suggest that you contact an attorney to at least see what your options are. In the meantime, if you do have court, if you did have court scheduled sometime up to April 10th, your court date is being continued. No cases are being dismissed. A lot of people are calling my office asking if their cases are going to be dismissed. That is absolutely not the case. And so Jackson County has been very clear about how they have how they are responding to the coronavirus pandemic. But other courts like Clay County, Platte County, they've not given any clear guidance yet. And so if you have a case in any other surrounding counties, it's going to be really important that you contact an attorney to see how your case is going to be impacted, especially if you have a suspended license or if you have warrants, because those are going to have to be handled in a special way. So we are, of course, praying for the city. Peace is going to be the most important gift that you give to another person. And so if you have questions, please give us a call at 816-359-1877. We have set up limited financial aid for people that are impacted by these closures. You can find me online at StacyShawLaw.com, on all social media at StacyShawLaw. And until next time, remember, this is Tuesday. Complete peace on Tuesday. We also wear black to commemorate the victims of violence in Kansas City. And until we meet right back here on next Tuesday at 7:35, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Why are you looking at me like that? What you staring at?
You called four times in the last hour, and I'm just making note of that.
I didn't cough. I sneezed a couple times.
No, and you coughed. I made note of it.
I didn't.
Off air, when you said to me, what the hell you looking at? I was writing that down.
I don't like you right now. Just I got saying, this Lysol in here and these disinfecting wipes. I'm good.
16 area school districts will not be returning from spring break or have been canceled through Friday, April 3rd. Earliest they'll be back in the building could be April 6th. Hmm. This leaves the questions for a lot of parents and a lot of caregivers who have children that will be at home who may rely on school lunch and breakfast.
A lot more than we know.
We're talking with Anita Moore from Soiree on 18th and Vine, and she came up with a wonderful idea to help meet that need for some of our most vulnerable in Kansas City. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just down here cooking.
So tell us about why you made a decision to offer back lunches for kids in the Kansas City area who may be without.
Well, I mean, that's usually where most of our kids, unfortunately, get a meal every day is when they go to school. So now that all the stuff is going on, they're going to be home without meals. Parents still going to have to go to work if they don't get shut down. And we just thought it would be a great way to give back and hopefully keep our children fed. We also are working with area daycare that was having trouble getting food from Walmart because their orders kept getting canceled. So we're doing their breakfast and lunch for them this week as well until they can, you know, try to get some groceries in there.
Did you have a lot of your customers kind of reaching out to you, or is this just deeply personal to you?
I believe it's just personal for us, you know, and our staff. A lot of our staff has, you know, small children. Daycare got canceled. Schools got canceled. They're going to be at home. So we just all kind of, on Sunday, we got together and we said, you know, we're going to do something.
So I understand that you're looking for some help from the community to help meet the gap for children who may be at home without lunch. So we want whole fruit, peanut butter, fruit snacks, water, lunch meat, and milk and OJ, right?
Yeah, I mean, those are the staples. We got a big donation from Roba Breads yesterday that donated a lot of bread, so we'll be able to make the sandwiches. And then we'll allow people to come pick them up. We also got help from someone that drives a delivery truck that if they can't get here to pick it up, if they call us at the restaurant, we'll bring it to their house.
So how can people get in touch with you who, A, need the service, and or B, would like to be able to donate to you?
Well, we'll have a small staff at the restaurant all day today and the rest of the week. But if they want to call the restaurant, our telephone number is 816-214-5706. And if they just want to pull up and drop anything off, it's 1512 East 18th Street, Kansas City, Missouri, down in the 18th and Vine Jazz District area.
This is one of the things that I love about Kansas City, Brian, is the heart of the community and the business owners. We live here, we work here, we play here. So it's our business to make sure that everybody has something.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you to you and everybody else at the Soiree Steak and Oyster House down on 18th and Vine. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me this morning.
Thank you.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103. Gems.
Flex on your ex.
We've been going through this breakup, makeup phase, you know, for a while now. And I've been going along to get along. But then last night, people send screenshots of social media and people do stuff for likes and numbers. So the ex is on there flexing. He's single and ready to bingo and the world's about to come to the end. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's cool. You single. Go catch Corona and get your single self up out of here. Because this ain't working for me. This ain't working for you. You don't want to go along. Get along. So just go catch Corona.
Wow.
Have a blessed day. Gosh. Be blessed, my brother.
Oh, this is some ether this morning.
Good grief.
We need to be delicate with her.
You wish
be blessed, my brother.
You wish the virus upon him?
You know, if God blesses him with the virus, I didn't have nothing to do with that. I can't say it between you and what the Lord already has prepared for you. That's for you. That ain't for me to decide.
Oh, my God. You
know this is like taking down the chances of you finding another man. You wish a coronavirus on the ex, right?
I didn't say that. I said if God blesses him with the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. I've been real nice. So, you know.
That's mean right there, girl. That's mean.
That was mean?
Yes.
Yeah, that's mean.
A blessing. Okay. Well, I bless you with the measles.
Oh, my Lord.
Like, because that makes it better, right?
Well, they got a vaccine for that. Yeah, they got a vaccine for them. Good Lord. Ooh, let's get off the phone before they put us in the indictment, child. I don't want to be part of it.
Have a good day.
Well, you do the same. Be blessed, my brothers out there. Be blessed.
You sad. And I love it.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:20 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s, mainly cloudy. Right now, you are cloudy at 43 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Azriel Clary, one of the former living girlfriends of singer R. Kelly, has made shocking claims about her time with R. Kelly. Since escaping his Trump Towers apartment last year.
You seem bothered by it.
It's absolutely disgusting. Apparently, she was recorded talking about a time where he actually made her eat her own boo-boo from a cup. Disgusting.
I wasn't expecting that, fam.
Absolutely disgusting.
That's like the lowest of like human decency that you can go.
She said he also beat her with a size 12 Air Force One and she had welts all over her body because he felt like she was lying to him because she was still communicating with two of her friends.
That's a lot.
So Young Berg is accused of brutally pistol whipping his girlfriend,
wow,
who was hospitalized with a broken nose. The suspect in the pistol whip victim says that she was hit numerous times and has verifiable injuries. This happened on Saturday in his L.A. home. And she's been classified as an intimate partner in violence.
Not good, man.
Ooh, this is just a bad relationship
segment
right here. NeNe Leakes says that she and Greg, her husband, have an understanding when it comes to their marriage.
Greg and I have been together for a really, really long time, and we are family for real. We're just not going to be apart. I'm just not going to be apart. We have a great understanding. And he's not going anywhere, and I'm not going anywhere. But our understanding, we see each other. I doubt that we'll ever divorce. Now, we may not be together, but we ain't gonna divorce.
That's good.
No.
What does that mean?
We're committed to staying married. Like, we're going to stay married regardless. And there's another reason, too. I know Greg's health conditions, and I have great insurance. I would never take my insurance away from him. And if I divorced him, my insurance, he would never have it.
That's sweet of you.
Oh, he will always have my insurance.
Are you still in love? Or are you?
I love Greg. Like, it's I will never not love Greg.
Are you in love with him, or you just love him?
No, I have both. I'm in love and I love. If I wasn't in love, I wouldn't tell you guys.
Oh, you're gonna tell me.
You said that you and Greg have an understanding. Does that mean you date other people or anything like that?
If we did, we wouldn't tell you.
You know, I think a lot of marriages reach that point, and some folks just can't stick that out. And I commend her for that. For admitting that, number one. For number two, still loving her husband. And number three, for not taking him off the insurance because of his health. She's a real one for that.
I would agree. Yeah. But I think, she's seeing other people. That's what I gathered out of that.
Probably.
We just not going to break up. We're just going to respectfully do our thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to track no dirt in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm out here doing me.
And I think sometimes marriages, some of them get to that point to where y'all still love each other as people and you still care about each other. But as far as like the love life go, you just not in love with them no more.
That's
like
what
that.
I'm deathly afraid of. This is why
it happens.
This is why I'm like, I don't know about this.
It happens, Shay.
It's scary to me.
Yeah.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
TT.
All right, TT, let's see what you got.
Then when I ask, do you have a man, she tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say.
You got what I need, and you say he's just a friend, and you say he's just a friend.
Oh, baby, you!
You got
we could be off-key together. Look at that. You got a $30 Kansas Lottery scratch ticket prize pack, all right?
Yes, sir.
The station's live, local, and lit.
Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.